Once again, here, I just have to do this on the fly here. Hello, and welcome to, I think it's episode 31 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet broadcast slash internet podcast where I play one song from every record in my record collection. And we're quite a ways into that collection. The pile I currently have in front of me is all compilations, and the compilation you just heard was called, get ready for it, Fuck the Commonwealth. 22 bands from Ontario and BC that hate the Queen. That's pretty, self-explanatory, but, let me give you some context on this compilation. In the 90s, 1994... Victoria, British Columbia hosted the Commonwealth Games, which is like the Olympics, but only for colonial countries of the British Empire. So that's part of the context. The other part of the context is some mystery person who had a label called Fans of Bad Productions, and they also put on shows. They had a label in Ontario, and then at some point they moved to Victoria, and they started putting out records. So this compilation represents half of their old friends and half of their new friends. I did not know the person. I have no idea who they were. But this is a good, solid compilation because it's just, it's got one of those booklets inside that's got like a page for every band, you know, and there's tons of flyers and stuff. And yeah, it just, I don't think these exist anymore. I don't think they do. Also, the cover is recycled. It used to be the Harvest of Hits. If you look inside, it's like a country greatest hits comp, and they flipped it around. Pretty awesome. Okay, well, what was the band we heard? The third part of the contextual understanding of why this record is in my record collection is the band was M Blanket with a song called In My Room, or, you know, In Your Room, I should say. And M Blanket, lead singer, you might have recognized that voice, none other than David Wanger of the most influential Victoria band of the last 20 years, Daddy's Hands. And so there you go. That was his band before the band, M Blanket. Pretty pop punk, but still has his signature twang there. And of course, he's dead now. Believe it or not. So, what a story. What a story to start off this podcast where I tell stories about my life through the records that I have. And every now and then, I guess we tell a story of someone else's life, as we just did. But I was a huge fan of Daddy's Hands. And they actually left Victoria a few years before I did, and they went to Montreal. And when I arrived in Montreal, I saw them and set up a show. But by that time, one of their integral members had died already. Not Dave Wanger. He was still alive. It was a very self-destructive band. It saddens me to this day. Well, moving on from that, and moving more into my life, this next compilation is called Homegrown Volume 6. Yeah, there's at least 5 or 6 other volumes that we're going to have to get through, potentially in this single episode. Homegrown compilations are put out by the local rock radio station, the KGB, which is pretty terrible. But it's all local music, and you can imagine by the time you get to Volume 6, it's turned into its own beast, really. So I'm going to play a song called "The KGB Chicken," which was probably produced by one of the DJs at the time. This is from maybe the early '80s. This is a quintessential San Diego dollar record, and I bought it shortly after moving to San Diego because I was, looked cool in the dollar bins as a novelty. And you'll hear. It's, it's good, but I've really rarely listened to it. So that about sums it up. in case you were wondering what it's like to live in San Diego, Rick Telly there, very accurately portrayed that with that city synthscape of his called The City in Motion from Homegrown Volume 1. Yes, as I was saying, San Diego only bands from the 70s now, and sponsored by local rock radio station The KGB with some shocking morning hosts that say outrageous things about women. Well, what's next? Well, actually, we're going to hear from Homegrown Volume 3 now, from 1975, Profits Benefit the United Way. We're going to hear Barry Fox and a song called SDSU Blues, because you're listening to a podcast produced at UCSD. KSDT, internet-only radio at UCSD. And so it all comes full circle. These Homegrown records, of course, strictly dollar bin. Strictly dollar bin. And probably within the first 3 months of living in San Diego, bussing around to various thrift stores because I didn't have a car, and digging through bins and buying these records and listening to them once. And enjoying their kitschy charm. I hate to say it, but it's true. And so, let us continue. Barry Fox.
Gosh, if I could only tell them in person, I'd say.
San Diego State University, in the face of great adversity, I am sending out this plea to you. Now it seems that your bureaucracy counteracts fair play and democracy. As a noble Aztec, I'd be true, wackadoo, wackadoo. Well, I've been waiting in line since 1932, hoping you'd be kind and push my papers through until your student body has no sparsity. Now I'm too old for your varsity, but won't you let me register today? I've been waiting in line since 1932, hoping you'd be kind and push my papers through until your student body has no sparsity. Now I'm too old for your varsity, but won't you let me register today? Why can't you ever hear what people say?
Said the captain with his men, and they all prayed together to see the land again, singing, hey, San Diego, singing, hey, now, San Diego. The rigging, she was tattered, and scurvy had the crew. The seas were still raging, only God could see them through. Singing, hey, San Diego. Singing, hey, now, San Diego. Brace the odds to the wind, turn your eyes to the sky. Ooh. in the distance, you can see the seagulls fly, singing, hey, San Diego, singing, hey, now, San Diego, singing, hey, singing, hey now, San Diego. See the seagulls fly. Hear the seagulls
go with another homegrown track, this time from 1976. That was I Can See the Point by Pete Filacio and the Pete Filacio and the Fantasy Band. Before that, we heard from Homegrown 2, Reef Cody, 2 years before The Mast. And I'll clue you into something here. Reef Cody was not the dude's real name. That's a San Diego name if I ever heard one. And starting that all off was Barry Fox, SDSU Blues, from Homegrown 3. So what could be next? Well, of course, something from Homegrown 7. ...1976. And a little track called Blown Away by the James Bruce Band. And I'm just gonna go ahead and say that this is it. This is me taking the step off the deep end.
Well, it was hard from the start without my Sadie.
Total mistake there. My mistake, that was not at all a weird enough song. I was distracted by the constant noise in my head. And by my head, I mean the studio.
Downtown with a Chinese man. You were holding his chopsticks, he was holding your hand. Out in front of one Sung Fu's, lost my baby to the Chinese. Yeah.
the B-Girls there, not from San Diego at all, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, from a compilation called Who Put the Bomb? It's a Bomp Records compilation, four sides, and all amazing stuff, basically. The B-Girls, Canada's own, but also the Zeros are on here. There you go, San Diego band, what do you know? I don't think they ever appeared on a homegrown comp, though. And Nikki and the Corvettes, the Romantics, just the Human Switchboard, the last, tons of awesome bands on here. On a good old compilation, because that's the section of my record collection I'm listening to right now. And I'm trying to remember where I got this Bomp Records comp, and I don't. I do not remember. It brings back no memories. But this next one does. It's called 60s Down Under, Volume 1, also a 4LP, and I bought this at Ditch Records in Victoria when I was in high school, and the way I can tell is because in the inner cardboard sleeve, the price is written in pencil very lightly, which Ditch Records does to all their records. Think they can beat the criminals, but everyone knows the criminals can't be beat. Well, what do you know about the 60s Down Under? You have the Easy Beats and the Bee Gees, right? But this is, of course, one of those compilations that brings together all the obscurities of Australian 60s underground, and then like 40 years later, 50 years later, you can do a Saturday night radio show where you play them and everyone thinks you're a god because you bought some comp from like 1993. But anyways, we're not doing that. I was just in high school. I really loved the 60s music, you know? It's a fun music that you can, I don't know, it's just a fun music. Melodic. And so, at the time, I used to buy all these comps, you know, Frosted Flakes and Pebbles and Nuggets and all this stuff, and I would like them. I would learn these obscure songs, and sometimes it would get super absurd. You could buy these acetate, you know, albums on 7-inch that were just basically awful. There was a reason why no one put them out in 1965. But there's some pretty decent tracks on this one here, and the track we're going to listen to is Living in a Child's Dream by the Master's Apprentices. Ice cream. That was a collaborative track from a band called We've Got a Fuzz Box and We're Going to Use It. A very cool all-girl band from the mid-80s British, but also with a band called The Nightingales and Ted Chippington, and they produced this Rocking with Rita EP, I guess you'd call it. That's like, I don't really understand what it is. It's like a comedy music record, but none of them are comedy bands. I'm pretty confused by what this is. But, you know, when you're a completist, you're a completist. I really like that band. We've got a fuzz box, we're going to use it. And when I saw this, I had to buy it. So I did. And it stinks. We all make mistakes. Oh, boy. And before that, we listened to Living in a Child's Dream by the Master's Apprentices. Oh, how wonderful. Australian 60s garage rock. Well, coming up next, we have a track by the DBs called Soul Kiss off of this Sharp Cuts compilation from 1980, Planet Records, and it is an amazing record, not because of it, the content is good, Suburban Lawns, The Fast, got some cool LA bands, but because I bought it, at my favorite record store, the Record Surplus, brand new, a few years ago, a record from 1980, still in the shrink wrap. And so that was kind of neat, even if it is a crappy budget comp or whatever it is. But I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed many of the songs in it, and this is one of them, the DB's Soul Kiss.
Yes, your party dress, it was my obsession. Now I'm oblivious to that. It's your soul kiss, that's what I want on my lips. It's your soul kiss, that's what I miss on my lips. Talk, talk, talk in the dark. Crosswords and valentines. Oh, that's all very fun. But it's your soul kiss, that's what I've got.
Take this girl crazy things. All crazy things. Crazy things. Crazy things.
From Winnipeg, 1965, and a song called Crazy Things. And Winnipeg in 1964 and 65 was a very fertile place. That's why this compilation exists, Winnipeg 1965. Neil Young and Randy Bachman both came out of that scene. Bachman, Turner Overdrive, and, you know, so... Pretty significant compilation put together by Vox Records. And I remember buying this along with the next record I'm going to play at a record store in Vancouver called Noise, which is not a great store, very small, but, you know, reasonably priced stuff. And I had a great summer in Vancouver in 2005 where I did a lot of wandering, or no, not 2005, 2004. I did a lot of wandering from store to store, a lot of solo wandering for records. It's fun to go to a new city and just not have anything to do. Saturday comes around, you got nothing to do, no friends, nowhere to go. So you just go to about three or four record stores, which are across town from each other, and you buy Winnipeg 1965-66, and then years later you remember it as a good day, as a good day of summer. So, what other record did I buy on that day? I bought this record, The History of Vancouver's Rock and Roll Volume 3 in Vancouver. The band I'm going to play off this record is The Painted Ship, which is a very well-known psych band by the internet phenomena known as psych record collectors. And I remember even in 2004 just buying this just so I could hear it. Even though really at that time you could probably just go on YouTube and see every single, some crazy guy just puts up every single song by them on a little video of a record spinning. But this was before then. This is a time when I really want to hear The Painted Ship. I've always wanted to hear them. I've never been able to afford their records, and I found this compilation that has two tracks by them, particularly this one awesome track called Frustration.
Once in a while, I meet a new girl. look so fine. I made my bed, I try my line, and she looks at me and says, you says, I can't be fun. Look at her, she can't be teased by me. She says she can't be fun by me.
Song by the unmistakable voice is of the Pandoras, and a song called You Lie from a 1984 compilation on Rhino Records called The Girls Can't Help It. It's a pretty LA-centric compilation of girl groups and girl singers from that age. And yeah, kind of a bit of a throwback. The throwback sound. When will the 60s revival stop? Is it happening right now? I think it is. And before that, the genuine thing there, the Painted Ship, Vancouver, 1966 or so, and a song called Frustration. The Girls Can't Help It, I also bought at the record surplus there, Pico Boulevard in L.A., and it would make sense to find this mint copy of this Rhino Records release, a very very Californian thing altogether. That makes me feel that way, too, just looking at the cover, you know? We're coming pretty close to the end here, and so to finish out this episode here, plenty more compilations still to come, don't worry. Here is another 80s, I want to say LA-centric, but this is actually British 80s surf revivalism, which of course was rampant in Los Angeles since there was lots of surfing still to be done. And actually, I think this has some American bands on it. Yeah, it does, including Agent Orange. But this is a British comp from Anagram Records, and I'm going to play a little song by a band called Truth and Beauty, Tough Little Surfer Boy, to show you the American love affair, the world's love affair with America and Southern California. The complete package, my life, everything under the sun in the last 5 years, summed up here.
Hey, look, it's Joey.
Joey? Not Joey Bel Air.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Joey. Joey, how could you do such a thing?
Why do you think? Because of you, you little...